Time for This Week at Waldorf. Matt Ebenho is here, the assistant volleyball coach for Waldorf. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for having me in.
We had a get acquainted session off the air, and so now we welcome you to the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
So everybody knows top of mind awareness, the GPAC is coming in. What does it mean for the athletic department overall and for your team?
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting time at Waldorf and for the Forest City community as well. The move to the GPAC is going to be a great move for us for several reasons, I think. First of all, geographically, it's a much better fit conference-wise for us with other schools in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota. It's an opportunity to create kind of some of those regional rivalries and have a lot more, you know, community ability to travel easily to games on the road as well. So I think that's a really exciting part. And then on the competitive side, I mean, I've kind of been using the analogy from the beginning that the GPAC is essentially the Big Ten of the NAIA, and it's an opportunity to be in the best athletic conference in the country for our level. I think people are going to be really pleasantly surprised to see what that level athletically is when they get to come to games and see great competition, especially, you know, volleyball, football, men's and women's basketball. Those are huge sports in those conferences. And for us on the volleyball side of things, best conference in the country every year, usually sending 6, 7, 8 teams to the national tournament. And I think if there's an opportunity to be a part of a conference like that, you got to jump at it and kind of hit the ground running and try to compete at the highest level that we can.
Matt, what areas do you focus on for recruiting, and what local athletes can the community expect to see on the team in the fall?
Yeah, recruiting-wise, our goal since we've gotten here has been that we want to be really good at recruiting the state of Iowa and kind of all the states that border Iowa, because we want a lot of our team to come from that regional area. Historically, where we've had the most success outside of Iowa is in that Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois area. But with the move to the new conference, we're already seeing that pay off with a little better recruiting results into South Dakota and Nebraska as well. The other part recruiting-wise is we want to be really strong recruiting in our local area here. We just had one of our seniors who graduated this year. Emma Havanga was a, you know, four-year athlete for us as a setter position. Getting to see a local athlete like that kind of grow within the program and also, you know, grow from where they were at in high school, I think that's really awesome for the local community. We also have a sophomore this year, Anna Long Henry from North Union originally. We have an incoming freshman next year. Another from Forest City, Jalen Havanga, Emma's younger sister, will be joining us next season. And then with the move to the GPAC, we're expanding the rosters a little bit to include some, you know, JV developmental spots that we haven't had in the past. And I think that's another great opportunity for us to expand our reach with local athletes, because ultimately what we want to be is we want to recruit the top athletes from our area and have them have a lot of success with us, but we also want to be that top choice, that first place that local athletes are reaching out to if they want to play in college.
Talking to Matt Ebenho. Matt's the assistant volleyball coach for Waldorf. Matt, what do you have coming up for the summer? I'm sure you have camps and so forth.
Yeah, the summer is a really fun and busy time for us. We do a lot of camps, first of all, on the road, going out to different high schools, some in the area and some in other states. We usually spend a week and a half over working at the University of Wisconsin with their volleyball camps there. My wife Bree and I both being from Wisconsin originally. And then we end the summer in late July with our camps that we host right in Forest City at the Hanson Fieldhouse. So we're going to have some different camp opportunities this summer for the local athletes, some for middle school athletes, some for, you know, high school athletes, and also a camp specifically for those athletes that want to play in college and give them a little bit more of an advanced setting to try to help prepare them for that. So for our camps, they're all on all of our social media pages. You can go out and see them there, but the website directly for it is also waldorfvolleyballcamps.com. So pretty simple and straightforward to find that too.
Awesome. Matt, thanks for coming in. Nice to meet you. Good luck with everything.
Of course. Thank you again. This was great.
Matt Ebenho, assistant volleyball coach at Waldorf University, our guest on This Week at Waldorf. I'm Mark Scar on KIOW.